kids. I'm Larry the Cucumber. Welcome to the very first VeggieTales workout video. I hope you're ready to sweat. I know I am. Now hop to the left. And hop to the right. And hop to the front, to the back, and one more time. Now, if you don't have a trampoline at home, you can just use a couple of slinkies and an old rug. And what you want to do is squeeze and jump. And squeeze and jump. And squeeze and jump. And squeeze and oh my. And squeeze and jump. Ouch! And squeeze and oh! Bob! Bob!
I think Larry is a little confused. Actually, this is the very first VeggieTales sing-along tape. What we're gonna do is play some of our favorite VeggieTales songs and put the words on the bottom of the screen. Like this. Okay, boys, are you ready?
Mary, Monsieur Bob.
Oh, we were born ready.
Here we go, in the 1 minute 2.
VeggieTales, 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 VeggieTales. See? It's just that easy. Just sing the words on the bottom of the screen. All right, guys, that's enough. Guys, hey, Peas? Peas!
Bob! Hey, Bob!
Oh, I am feeling woozy.
Bob!
Roll tape! Oh, dear.
Jane, stop this crazy thing!
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle,
have we got a show for you?
VeggieTales!
Celery, gotta be
VeggieTales.
Lime or beans, collard greens, peachy keen,
VeggieTales.
Cauliflower, sweet and sour, half an hour,
VeggieTales. There's never a rare show like VeggieTales. There's never a rare show like VeggieTales. It's time for VeggieTales.
Boys, have you ever seen a boy with funny clothes, a girl with braces on her teeth or freckles on her nose? Some kids call them oddballs, some kids call them weird.
Is it my imagination, or does Aunt Ruth have a beard?
God makes lots of people in all colors, shapes, and sizes. He loves them very much, and what we need to realize is that calling people names because they're different is wrong. Instead, we need to look on them in love and sing this song.
I can be your friend. I can be your friend. Any day in any weather, we can be friends and play together.
Yeah, we're all pretty different. Some are skinny, some are stout.
But the inside is the part that we're supposed to care about.
Aye, that's where we got feelings that are very much the same.
And so instead of weirdo, I think friend's a better name.
I can be your friend.
Thank you. And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. Laddie will be performing the traditional Argentinian ballad, The Dance of the Cucumber, in its original Spanish. Bob the Tomato will translate.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber.
Cómo se mueve.
See how he moves.
Como un león.
Like a lion.
Tras un ratón.
Chasing a mouse.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber.
Qué suaves movimientos.
Oh, how smooth his motion.
Es como mantequilla.
Like butter.
En un chango pelón.
Bald monkey.
Miren al pepino.
Watch the cucumber.
Los vegetales.
All the vegetables.
Enviden a su amigo. Como él quieren
wishing
bailar.
To dance as he.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Pepino bailarín.
Dancing cucumber.
Baila, baila
dance,
ya.
Dance, yeah.
Miren el tomate.
Look at the tomato.
No es triste.
Isn't it sad?
Él no puede bailar.
He can't dance.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
Él desearía poder bailar como el pepino.
He wishes he could dance like the cucumber.
Libre y suavemente.
Free and smooth.
Pero no puede danzar.
But he can't. Okay, stop the music. What do you mean I can't dance? I can dance. Well, what about Uncle Louie's polka party? Didn't you see me dancing at Uncle Louie's polka party?
No comprendo.
No comprendo? I'll show you no comprendo.
Mom, Dad, look over here. Get a picture of me next to the cucumber in authentic Argentinian garb!
Okay, Junior, but we better hurry. I think the dwarves have your mother confused with someone else. Say peace!
Peace!
Escuchen al pepino.
Listen to the cucumber.
Oigan su voz fuerte.
Here his strong voice.
Como un león.
Like a lion.
Listo a devorar.
About to eat.
Escuchen al pepino.
Listen to the cucumber.
Qué dulce es su canto.
How sweet his voice.
Qué sopa su garganta.
Parece like un trina.
Escuchen al
listen
pepino.
Listen to the cucumber.
Los vegetales.
All the vegetables.
Enviden a su amigo. Como él quiere cantar.
Wishing to sing as he.
Pepino cantador.
Singing cucumber.
Pepino
singing
cantador.
Cucumber.
Pepino
singing
cantador.
Cucumber.
Canta, canta
sing,
ya.
Yeah.
Escuchen al tomate.
Listen to the tomato.
No es triste.
Isn't it sad?
Él no puede cantar.
He can't sing.
Pobre tomate.
Poor tomato.
Él desearía poder cantar.
He wishes he could sing.
Fuerte y dulce como el pepino.
Strong and sweet like the cucumber.
Pero no puede.
But he can't.
Ni siquiera da un silbido.
Can't even whistle. All right, that's it, señor. Come over here and let me sing you a song.
Adios, amigos.
This has been Silly Songs with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie sing.
Bob is really angry. I hope he doesn't catch me. It's so hard to run with the sombrero on my head.
That in love we can forgive. It is the only way to live. Obey God and see that we can live in harmony.
Harmony.
Since God has forgiven us, it's true. You forgive me, I'll forgive you. I'm gonna start to show forgiveness from my heart.
Yeah. Well, at least we're all friends again. Hey, has anybody seen the professor?
Nope.
Wah! Hey, do you like it? I made it entirely out of bamboo and coconuts. Pretty good, huh? Well, climb aboard.
Hey, Bob?
Yeah, Larry?
Next summer, let's just sell lemonade, like everyone else.
That sounds like a good idea.
You know that in love we can forgive. Hey man, it is the only way to live. Obey God and see that we can live in harmony.
In harmony.
Since God has forgiven us, it's true. You forgive me, I'll forgive you. I'm gonna start to show forgiveness from my heart. So do your part and show forgiveness from your heart.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. So without further ado, Silly Songs with Laddie.
The Water Buffalo Song. Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Oh, where'd we get them? I don't know. But everybody's got a water buffalo. I took my buffalo to the store, got his head stuck in the door, spilled some lima beans on the floor. Oh, everybody got a...
Stop right this instant. What do you think you're doing? You can't say everyone's got a water buffalo and everyone does not have a water buffalo. We're going to get nasty letters saying, where's my water buffalo? Why don't I have a water buffalo? And are you prepared to deal with that? I don't think so. Just stop being so silly.
This has been Silly Songs with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie sing.
Everybody's got a baby kangaroo. Yours is pink, but mine is blue. Hers was small, but...
So when I'm lying in my bed and the furniture starts creeping, I'll just laugh and say, hey, cut that out! And get back to my sleeping, 'cause I know that God's the biggest, and he's watching all the while. So when I get scared, I'll think of him and close my eyes and smile.
God is bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV. Oh, God is bigger than the boogeyman, and he's watching out for you and me.
So are you frightened?
No, not really.
Are you worried?
Not a bit. I know whatever's gonna happen, that God can handle it.
I'm sorry that I scared you when you saw me on TV.
Well, that's okay, 'cause now I know that God...
First VeggieTales home improvement video. I hope you're ready to monkey wrench. I know I am. What we're gonna do today is change that old leaky fixture on the sink. We're gonna replace it with a new one, which will be quite attractive and last for years to come. Oh, and by the way, it's very important with any plumbing job to shut off the water supply. So I had my assistant Jimmy turn off the water to the kitchen.
Oh, you meant the kitchen sink. I thought this was bathrooms and decks.
Bob!
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. One day, while talking with Dr. Archibald, Laddie confronts one of his deepest fears.
If my lips ever left my mouth, packed a bag and headed south, that'd be too bad. I'd be so sad.
I see, that'd be too bad. You'd be so sad.
That'd be too bad.
Alrighty.
If my lips said adios, I don't like you, I think you're gross, that'd be too bad. I might get mad.
That'd be too bad.
you might get mad.
That'd be too bad.
Fascinating.
If my lip moved toodaloo, left a mess and took my tooth, that'd be too bad. I'd call my dad.
Oh dear, that'd be too bad. You'd call your dad.
That'd be too bad.
Hold it! Did you say your father? Fascinating! So what you're saying is, if your lips left you...
That'd be too bad, I'd be so sad, I might get mad, I'd call my dad, that'd be too bad.
That'd be too bad.
That'd be too bad.
Why?
'Cause I love my lips. Beedle dee bap bop beedle bop boo, eebie dap bop boo, bada boo bop. Yabba dap bop dee bop bop boom bop, beedle bop bop dow. Yabba dap bop 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 bop.
My, this is more serious than I thought. Larry, what do you see here?
That looks like a lip.
What about this?
It's a lip.
And this?
It's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 it's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 it's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 lip.
Larry, tell me about your childhood.
When I was just 2 years old, I left my lips out in the cold and they turned blue. What could I do?
Oh, dear. They turned blue. What could you do?
Oh, they turned blue.
I see.
On the day I got my tooth, I had to kiss my great Aunt Ruth. She had a beard, and it felt weird.
My, my, she had a beard, and it felt weird?
She had a beard.
Oh.
10 days after I turned 8, got my lips stuck in a gate. My friends all laughed. And I just stood there until the fire department came and broke the lock with the crowbar. And I had to spend the next 6 weeks in lip rehab with this kid named Oscar who got stung by a bee right on the lip. And we couldn't even talk to each other until the 5th week because both of our lips were so swollen. And when he did start speaking, he just spoke Polish. And I only knew like 3 words in Polish, except now I know 4 because Oscar taught me the word for lip. Usta.
Your friends all laughed. Usta. How do you spell that?
I don't know.
So what you're saying is that when you were young...
They turned blue, what could I do? She had a beard and it felt weird. My friends all laughed. Woofta!
I'm confused.
I love my lips! Boodle bop beep bop beep bop. Eebie dee bop boop beep bop. Eebie dee bop boop beep bop boop bop 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 bop
bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop bop.
Have I ever told you how I feel about my nose?
Oh, look at the time!
Bye, ba boo ba billy ba ba dee ba dee ba boo ba billy ba ba dee ba dee ba dee ba dee ba dee ba.
Do? The king likes Daniel more than me and you. Oh no, what we gonna do? We gotta get him out of here. Oh no, what we gonna do? The king likes Daniel more than me and you. Oh no, what we gonna do? We gotta get him out of here.
We could throw him in the dungeon. We could let him rot in jail. We could drag him to the ocean. Have him eaten by a whale.
We could throw him in the tigers, let him float a while. Then we'll all sit back and watch him eat a hungry crocodile. We could put him on a camel's back and send him off to Ur with a cowboy hat without a brim, a boot without a spur. Or we could give him jelly donuts, take him all away. Or we could fill his ears with cheese balls and his nostrils with sorbet. We could use him as a footstool or a table to play Scrabble on and tie him up and beat him up and throw him out of Babylon.
Or...
I like it.
It's sneaky.
And it just
might
work.
We could use him as a footstool or a table to play Scrabble on, then tie him up and beat him up and throw him out of Babylon.
Beautiful.
It's why she tells me what I need to know.
I got a lot of respect for that woman.
Sometimes when I'm playing with a buddy or two, they're doing things you know I'm not supposed to do.
Do you go along, even though the things they do are wrong?
I remember
Stand up
to back you up. We'll stand with you.
When everybody tells you that you gotta be cool, remember what you learned in church and Sunday school. Just check it out. The Bible tells us what it's all about.
Oh, you know that's right.
So if you have a question, go ask your dad, and he can tell you if a thing is good or bad. You'll make their day.
Uh-huh.
If you remember what your parents say,
what they say,
they taught us
stand up
for what you believe in God.
He's the one to back you up.
We'll stand with you.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Our curtain opens as Larry, having just finished his morning bath, is searching for his hairbrush. Having no success, Larry cries out,
"Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where, 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 oh, where is my hairbrush?"
Having heard his cry, Pa Grape enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Pa regains his composure and reports.
"I think I saw a hairbrush back there.
Back there is my hairbrush. Back there is my hairbrush. Back there, back there, oh, where, back there, oh, where, oh, where, back there is my hairbrush."
Having heard his joyous proclamation, Junior Asparagus enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Junior regains his composure and comments,
"Why do you need a hairbrush? You don't have any hair!"
Larry is taken aback. The thought never occurred to him. No hair? What will this mean? What will become of him? What will become of his hairbrush? Larry wonders,
"No hair for my hairbrush. No hair for my hairbrush. No hair, 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 back there, no hair for my hairbrush."
Having heard his wonderings, Bob the Tomato enters the scene. Shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of Larry in a towel, Bob regains his composure and confesses,
"Larry, that old hairbrush of yours, well, you never use it, you don't really need it, so, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know, but I gave it to the peach, 'cause he's got hair."
Feeling a deep sense of loss, Larry stumbles back and laments,
"Not fair, oh my hairbrush, not fair, my poor hairbrush. Not fair, not fair, no hair, not fair, no wear, no hair, not fair, not fair, not fair, my little hairbrush."
Having heard his lament, the peach enters the scene. Himself in a towel, both Larry and the peach are shocked and slightly embarrassed at the sight of each other. But recognizing Larry's generosity, the peach is thankful.
"Thanks for the hairbrush.
Yes, good has been done here." The peach exits the scene. Larry smiles, but still feeling an emotional attachment for the hairbrush, calls out,
"Take care of my hairbrush. Take care, oh my hairbrush. Take care, don't dare not care. Take care, nice hair, no fair. Take care of my hairbrush."
The end.
Now, kids, we're going to sing along with one of my favorite songs, the Bunny Song.
Michelle, Bob, We're not supposed to sing the bunny song.
Oh, thank you for pointing that out, Jean-Claude. But this is the new and improved bunny song. This is the one we're supposed to sing.
I see.
The bunny, whoa, I ate the bunny. I didn't eat my soup or my bread, just the bunny. The bunny, the bunny, oh, I love the bunny. But now I feel sick in the head from the bunny. I didn't eat my salad, I didn't eat my steak. I had too much candy, got a tummy ache. I need to eat good food to help me to grow. I'll obey my mama, 'cause she loves me so. Yeah, I'll go to church, and I'll go to school. That stuff is important, and I ain't no fool. Listen here, girls. Oh, no. The bunny, the bunny, whoa, I ate the bunny. I didn't eat my soup or my bread, just the bunny. The bunny, the bunny, oh, I love the bunny. But now I feel sick in the head from the bunny.
Hey kids, I'm Larry the Cucumber. Welcome to the very first VeggieTales success video. Are you ready to make millions of dollars in real estate with no money down? I know I am.
Larry!
Yeah, Bob?
Don't you see? This is a sing-along video.
Oh, a sing-along video. I love sing-along videos. That's where you put the words on the bottom of the screen so people can sing along at home, right?
Yep.
Oh, the kids are gonna love that. What song should we do first?
Never mind.
What? Hey, Bob, guess what? I bought a whole chocolate factory with no money down.
You did what?
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. Joining Laddie are Pa Grape and Mr. Lunt, who together make up the infamous gang of scallywags, the pirates who don't do anything.
We are the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay at home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you. We don't do anything.
Well, I've never been to Greenland, and I've never been to Denver, and I've never buried treasure in St. Louis or St. Paul, and I've never been to Moscow, and I've never been to Tampa, and I've never been to Boston in the pool.
We're the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you.
We don't do anything. And I never hoist the mainstay, and I never swab the poop deck, and I never veer to starboard, 'cause I never sail at all. And I've never walked the gangplank, and I've never owned a parrot, and I've never been to Boston in the fall.
'Cause we're the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you. We don't do anything.
Well, I've never plucked a rooster, and I'm not too good at ping pong, and I've never thrown my mashed potatoes up against the wall, and I've never kicked a chipmunk, and I've never gotten head lice, and I've never been to Boston in the fall.
Huh? What are you talking about? What's a rooster and mashed potatoes have to do with being a pirate?
Hey, that's right. We're supposed to sing about piratey things.
And who's ever kissed a chipmunk? That's just nonsense. Why even bring it up? Am I right? What do you think?
I think you look like Captain Crunch.
Huh? No, I don't.
Do too.
Do not.
You're making me hungry.
That's it. You're walking the plank.
Says who?
Says the cabin. That's who?
Oh, yeah? Aye, aye, Captain Crunch.
Burg!
Yikes! And I've never licked a spark plug, and I've never sniffed a stink bug, and I've never painted daisies on a big red rubber ball, and I've never bathed in yogurt, and I don't look good in leggings.
You just don't get it.
And we've never been to Boston in the fog.
Pass the chips. Who's got the remote control?
Here it is. Time for Gerardo.
Definitely time for Wapna.
Oh, I don't like this show. Hey, look,